The U.S. Supreme Court issued a narrow ruling Monday favoring a Colorado bakery which refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. That ruling could influence two similar Northwest cases. We'll talk about both. In a minute, you'll hear from Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson. But first, here's correspondent Anna King in Richland, Washington.
Back in 2013, Robert Ingersoll and Kurt Fried got married without the help of Arlene's Flowers. They had asked their longtime local florist, Baronelle Stutzman, to do their wedding arrangements. Stutzman refused, citing her relationship with Jesus Christ. The two men won several rounds in Washington State's court system. Each time, Arlene's Flowers lost and appealed, most recently, to the Supreme Court. Emily Chang of the American Civil Liberties Union in Seattle says this ruling doesn't mean that the court will rule in Arlene's Flowers' favor, as it did in the case of the Colorado bakery.
Although we wish that the court had gone further, I think that there's a lot of really reassuring things in there, in that the court very plainly makes it clear that businesses cannot generally deny goods and services to gay people, much less for their weddings.
She says this is consistent with civil rights in America, that you can't be turned away for who you are. One of the lawyers for Arlene's Flowers, George Arendt, based in Moses Lake, Washington, says he also views this decision as a narrow reading of the case, but he says that the court is recognizing the right to act on religious beliefs and express those beliefs.
I don't think you can look at this opinion and say one way or another what's gonna happen next in the Arlene's Flowers, other than to say the court endorsed some of the same arguments that we're making in Arlene's Flowers, so that's a hopeful sign.
But in the Colorado case, the high court sidestepped the fundamental clash between religious freedom and civil rights. Instead, it focused on disparaging comments about religion made by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. University of Washington Law School professor Peter Nicholas says that the high court swing voter, Justice Anthony Kennedy, wrote the majority opinion balancing religious freedom and civil rights.
The gay rights side should chalk this up as a win.
The Washington ACLU says the U.S. Supreme Court could move on the Washington case in the next week or so. I'm Anna King in Richland.
And I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland, Oregon. In 2013, the owners of a bakery called Sweet Cakes by Melissa and Gresham refused to sell a wedding cake to a lesbian couple. And the state's Bureau of Labor and Industries later hit the bakery with a $135,000 fine. Jim Oleski is a law professor at Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland. He says the Colorado case is more like the Oregon case than the Washington case.
The Oregon case, I don't think the majority decision in Masterpiece will end up deciding the Oregon case, but there was a claim in the Oregon case of bias against the labor commissioner. It was a different type of bias claim.
The now-shuttered Sweet Cakes Bakery was owned by Melissa and Aaron Klein. Like in the Colorado case, the Klein said they refused to make a wedding cake for the gay couple because of their religious beliefs. Adam Gustafson represents the Kleins.
We think this has direct application to the Klein's case, because the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries was equally hostile to the Klein's sincerely held religious beliefs when it ruled against them.
Gustafson cites a Facebook post by Oregon Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian that Gustafson says was prejudicial against the Klein's. Others disagree and say Avakian's statements aren't as disparaging as what the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said. In a statement, a spokeswoman for Avakian says the agency's rulings have been consistent with Oregon public accommodations law and the United States Constitution. The Kleins have asked the Oregon Supreme Court to hear the case, but the court hasn't said whether it will. Whether it's the bakery case in Oregon or the flower shop case in Washington, either have the potential to answer some of the unanswered questions about whose rights come first. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.